You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey, Days fans, Belinda from Soap Dirt here, and we've got some really interesting stuff happening this week and next on the Peacock Soap in regard to Nicole Walker, her stolen baby, EJ DeMera, and the long hidden truth. Before we unpack what could happen, what could be the fate of Nicole and her baby, please click subscribe. So we've got some huge spoilers about Nicole's fate, the big baby secret, other matters, but many of these spoilers actually just raise more questions than we already have. So let's unpack what we do know, then discuss what's ahead, including the fate that befalls Nicole Walker as Arian Zucker's exit date nears. There are a lot of people I see on Soap social media and even here in the comments expressing how much they wish Ari Zucker was staying and that they hope for things to change and NBC to rehire her. But just to be clear, based on the lawsuit she filed against Ken Corday and Sony and her press conferences and her public statements since then, honestly, guys, there's absolutely no way they're going to bring her back. Here's why. First and foremost, a production company is not going to hire or retain somebody who's suing the company. Second, Ari has publicly called them out, called out Corday, called out Sony, and she has explained in detail everything that was in the suit, and she is pressing very hard to shine a light on alleged sexual harassment and ill treatment of women behind the scenes at Days of Our Lives. Third, with Ken Corday as the showrunner and ultimate power at Days of Our Lives and absolutely not going anywhere, that's the big issue. She named him specifically in her lawsuit and continues to raise his name. And I mean, she has every right to say what she wants to say, but we've also heard chatter that despite Corday being forced to fire Albert Allar because of this light that's been shined, that he continues to see the disgraced producer socially. That's the rumor. So nothing adds up to anything optimistic about Ari Zucker returning or getting to stay. It's not going to happen, unfortunately. That leads to the next tidbit of spoilers we have about her character, Nicole Walker. Ari Zucker mentioned recently that she thinks her last air date is going to be July 29th. She wrapped filming at the end of the year with Days opting to not negotiate to renew her contract, according to her allegations. She says they cut her pay, her benefits, and then wouldn't even come to the table with her agents to discuss a contract renewal. On top of that, we have confirmed spoilers this week that Leo Stark is very annoyed when Sloan Peterson cuts off his allowance. So he goes to EJ DeMera and during a heated conversation with EJ, nearly choking Leo, he drops the truth bomb on the despicable DA that his baby is still alive. To be fair, Leo thinks that's the truth. He thinks EJ is Nicole's baby daddy, but he's not. That baby is not EJ's. I know there are some diehard people out there that really think Nicole's baby was EJ's spawn, but two paternity tests and a detailed genetic profile do not lie. That is Nicole and Eric Brady's baby 100%. And it's good to remember that there's proof of that fact in EJ's safe in the DeMera living room. I am certain when Sloan tells him the truth, because I do think she's going to, he's going to go open that envelope expecting to see his name and is going to be shocked with confirmation that she's telling the truth. You may remember because Sloan accidentally shredded the wrong one. So after Leo tells EJ Sloan Peterson stole Nicole's baby, the unhinged DeMera dude goes over to rage at the lady lawyer about what she did. So part of what Leo tells EJ is accurate, Sloan stole Nicole's baby, but inaccurate that it is EJ's baby. And, you know, Sloan is really regretting her actions because we have seen she's not really mom material, at least not at this point in her life. She wanted that baby to keep Eric around after she miscarried their child and was told she's not a good candidate for pregnancy because of an autoimmune disorder. So Sloan is frustrated, though, because baby Jude is a huge interference in her life, as babies tend to be. Those of you listening that are parents, you know how it goes, especially when they're that little. They're little bundles of hunger and poop and cuteness, you know, but they are a time suck. They consume your every waking hour and many hours where you'd like to be sleeping. Only just Sloan doesn't want any part of that. And she's kind of upset that Eric's devoting all of his spare time to Jude, as a good parent does. And she's not getting enough time with her husband. And in short, Sloan's just not capable of being a good mom right now, and especially not to a baby that she outright stole that isn't hers, that she just doesn't have that emotional attachment to. So when EJ DeMera comes beating down her door, despite the threats that he slings, it's a twisted sort of lifeline to get Sloan's life back the way she wanted it. And if she can do it without paying any consequences, that's great. And she can if she plays it right. When EJ comes to see Sloan, it looks like she's all alone with baby Jude, which is very interesting timing. She's already in a mild panic because Eric caught on to the fact she's paying Leo's hotel bill. She told some lies to try and cover, and then he actually asks her later this week if Leo's blackmailing her. I'm sure there's going to be other lies she tells. Leo's hottie boyfriend, Dimitri von Leuschner, is getting out of Supermax soon. It's just all these things crushing in on her. And then EJ strolls in and screams at her for stealing his and Nicole's baby. And I suspect EJ is going to threaten to have her arrested, vows to make her pay, prosecute her to the fullest extent of the law. You know, the usual sort of dastardly DeMera ultimatums. But Sloan is holding a trump card that EJ does not expect. It's going to blindside him, shake him to the core, and it's going to give Sloan some leverage. EJ comes in that door under the assumption that he's going to snatch back his and Nicole's baby out of scheming Sloan's arms. But that's not his kid. And you can bet Sloan's going to use that. She may not have an issue giving up the baby. She may think that's fine, but she doesn't want to wind up in prison for it. And if she can protect her bestie, Melinda Trask, even better. I expect Sloan to say something like, fine, arrest me, take the baby, and then I'm going to tell Nicole that's Eric's baby, not yours. And then, yeah, my marriage will be over, but so will yours, because Nicole and Eric will not be kept apart. Once the truth comes out, you know it, I know it. That's the kind of thing I expect her to say to EJ. And I suspect, therefore, that Sloan and EJ make an agreement. I did a full video on it already. They're going to invent some kind of circumstance where she can give Nicole back the baby while keeping Sloan out of jail. Nicole and Eric will stay in the dark about the fact that they share a son. EJ gets to keep his wife, gets to raise the baby. Sloan can stay with Eric if they come up with a plausible lie that makes her look like a victim and not a kidnapper, and she could put this money stuff behind them. Here's the thing, though. With Ari Zucker done at Days by the end of July, at the latest, we've got 3 months, okay? In the photo of the 15,000th episode, which airs in December, like maybe the 12th, I think, somewhere around there, maybe the 4th. Anyway, there's a cast photo of everybody that's still actively working on Days. And right there is Ashley Pozemus, who plays Holly Jonas. She's still in town and Nicole is not. And it seems very unlikely that Holly would stay in Salem if her mother up and left town. Why would she stay? Why would she let her stay? That's her only parent, right? So that brings me back around to the big question of whether Days of Our Lives is going to kill off Nicole. They could recast the role, sure, but with Ari Zucker suing the network and the producers, killing off her character, it probably makes sense in terms of a legal strategy so that there's no room for her on the soap. And it would effectively slam the door on her, and it would kind of be a slap in her face, you know, because they're very upset about this lawsuit. They have put out some responses that are very harshly worded. So they could absolutely do something twisted, like having Nicole killed off. Holly stays with EJ, so does baby Jude. Holly assumes that's her half-brother with her stepdad, EJ DeMera. Nobody but EJ and Sloan would know the truth. And, you know, also in that 15,000th episode photo, by the way, Jessica Cerfaty, who plays Sloan, was not in it. But as far as we know, she was still filming for quite a while after Ari Zucker's exit. So that's why I think she's not in jail, which means the whole truth didn't come out. Plus, Ken Corday said Nicole and Eric weren't going to find out at the same time that the baby secret came out. So this all lines up. She may be done on the show now, which, you know, makes sense with Sloan being done. We'll see how it plays out. But I will say, don't expect any wheeling and dealing between EJ and Sloan this week. EJ and Leo's big angry scene comes Friday, and I suspect we'll get the start of EJ and Sloan showdown in the very last moments of Friday's episode as a cliffhanger. And then it carries over into next week when EJ and Sloan get down to business and she stuns him with the paternity truth. Then the next big twist in the storyline kicks off as we see how he copes with this truth and how she wiggles her way out of an arrest. We'll see how it goes, but be sure to subscribe if you haven't. Drop your comments on this storyline. Are you going to be crushed if Days of Our Lives kills off Nicole Walker? Let me know. Check back soon. We're here talking Days of Our Lives 7 days a week. And as always, it's Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.